Obviously, I didn't watch the halftime show, but it's like there's all these like news articles about it and everything popping up. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like even worldly people were saying that it was obscene and that it was pornographic. Like even like people that aren't even claiming to be a Christian, just worldly unsaved people were saying this is pornographic, this is sleazy, this is horrific. How could we let children and teenagers watch this? And I saw a statistic, it was watched by like 100-some thousand people, that were tuned into this. Or I'm sorry, 100 million people. 100,000 is like, oh wow. No, it's 100,000 people. No, I'm just, yeah, right. No, it was literally like, I think it was like 112 million people. Sorry, I'm tired, okay? There were 112 million people tuned into this thing. And I wonder how many 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds are watching this garbage, this filth, this stupidity, okay? And they're just watching just this. First of all, the music itself is just complete crap. It's like, it's basically like, if it were food, it would be like a Twinkie. Seriously. Like, if you were to compare it to a food, it would be like just the nastiest fast food cheeseburger or whatever. You know what I mean? Just this greasy, hydrogenated soy, whatever. I mean, I'm just saying, like, just even just from an artistic standpoint, okay, this pop music that they're playing is just junk. Because I'm reading about it. It was listing like all the songs they sang, and I'm like, so the show lasts like 15 minutes. How do you do 15 songs in 15 minutes? Or whatever. It was like listing all these songs. And I'm thinking to myself, like, basically all of these songs are such garbage. You can't even listen to them for more than like 60 seconds. You gotta switch to a different song. It's like ADD music or something. You know what I mean? Because it's just like it's just and then like. I read all these different articles, and every article is showing a different aspect. I'm like, how many halftime shows were there? It looked like there were like 15 different halftime shows, because it's just like, oh, and then this person came out. I'd rather listen to one good song for 15 minutes, but it's just all just this cotton candy, Twinkie, fast food junk that's just, it's artistically bankrupt. Not to mention the fact that it was just downright just pornographic and just sleazy. And just imagine these 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds watching this stuff. Prepubescent children that should be innocent. Like, they shouldn't even be exposed to these things. They shouldn't even know that such things exist. And what are they thinking? You know, those little girls are thinking, oh, this is what it means to be a great woman. Isn't that what they're thinking? They're basically looking at that and saying, like, oh, this is a role model. Look, everybody's cheering. Everybody's worshiping. I saw all these images of men, like, bowing down to these sleazy musicians, literally, like, worshiping them, like, on their knees, literally. But, I mean, you want to talk about worshiping the golden calf? How about worshiping the golden grandma that's out there gyrating her body half naked? These be thy gods. They're literally bowing down and worshiping. It's disgusting. And one of them showed an image like she has her arms out like she's on the cross or something, like trying to take the place of Christ. Okay. You know, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, you know, the serpent is up there, you know, replacing Christ, being worshiped, being sleazy and sensual. And you know what? Little children are seeing that stuff and their minds are being programmed. That stuff makes an impression on you. Like when you see that stuff as a little kid, like little kids, have you ever seen a little kid watch something on TV? They're just like, that's how kids watch videos, don't they? They're just like, they're just like a blank piece of paper, like a sponge, just soaking it all up. And you know, the devil wants to pervert our young people. And he's like, oh, you know, we're just watching a football game, just watching sports. And then that's what he really wants to get them to watch.
Right.
Not to mention, I read that there were also some queer commercials during the thing or something, or transvestite commercials or whatever. But the point is, that's just the kids under 12. Their minds are being corrupted and perverted in ways that we can't even understand, watching just this sleazy, sensual garbage. And then not only that, what about the teenagers? You know, what they're watching this stuff. And basically, these boys are being taught, oh, this is the kind, this is attractive. This is what they're being taught to lust after. And then the girls are being taught to emulate that and to dress like that and act like that and just to basically have no shame. Okay. And so look, when Baptists say, hey, that we're against the dancing, it's not that we're against dancing. At least I'm not against dancing if it was the right kind of dancing. But you know what? We're talking about shaking their body and gyrating. And basically, you know what they're basically doing? They're basically pantomiming fornication is what they're doing. That's what when we say we're against dancing, we're basically against men and women miming fornication. Because that's what they're doing. And if that's what dancing is, then yeah. Because you say, well, the Bible says there's a time to dance. Yeah, but there's no time to shake your booty, okay? That's not in Ecclesiastes.